reading from Psalm 100, verse 1 and 2. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2022. Two board members, so I got to be on my best behavior, are joining me in the studio, too. Actually, longtime friends. And Marianne's still not feeling well. I guess it'll be 2 weeks on Friday, but hopefully she's getting over this illness and she'll be back in the saddle, as they say, in the coming days. Rob Seidenberg is making great progress with his heart surgery. So both Marianne and Rob are a big part of our beloved Prime Life Times publication. And Rob's been sitting up and telling jokes and doing much better. And so I sent him a little clip from The Wizard of Oz with the Tin Man wanting to get his heart. So I had him laughing on Monday about that. But he's doing better and we pray for his health. He's our copy editor and Marianne Simpkins is our editor-in-chief of the beloved Prime Life Times publication. And because it's Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in review. So we're going to read a story from the front page, The Music Man by Roger Weisgarver. In fact, I saw Roger Monday night at our Singing Men rehearsal, and the Singing Men of GNN this Saturday are going to put on a mini concert during our open house. So that's 3 days away this Saturday, March 26th, 1 to 4 p.m. Lord willing, if it doesn't rain, the Singing Men will be right outside our windows here from the front studio here at Marketplace Mall, right between us and Lens Crafters, and their concert will be at 3:30. And we'll have doors open at 1 o'clock. We'll have food, fun, festivities, and various treats. And so we're excited about that. It's all coming together. And for our WLUJ family of stations, hopefully today or tomorrow, we're still working it out. We're going to be assembling a newsletter that'll go out to the WLUJ family of stations. And so we're excited about some of the programming changes and some of the things that God's doing through that ministry. And so be expecting to receive that in the coming days. But we're excited this week. It's been filled. We had a testimony Tuesday on Monday and testimony Tuesday on Tuesday. We had special guests both Monday and Tuesday. And today, again, like on Monday, you might hear some noises in the background. Jim Gunther is back and his sidekick, his buddy Lonnie, is meddling. Get that, Lonnie? He's meddling around. It's Lonnie Medlin. They both are a part of our Singing Men of GNN. And as you know, Jim Gunther has been Mr. Handyman for so many years helping out this radio ministry. And he's hung some speakers and they're doing some other last-minute things. Hopefully Thursday and Friday we'll have some of our artwork that'll arrive put up. And then we should be ready for Saturday's open house. So exciting times here at the Great News Media Center. And you're all invited this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m., so put it on your calendar and come on out. And as mentioned, the Singing Men of GNN, Lord willing, if it doesn't rain, they'll be ready to sing at 3:30. So as mentioned, I have two board members here in the studio. Jim was a former board member, and we recalibrated and recruited you back, I guess, about a year ago. And so Jim is currently serving as our treasurer. And then Nancy Miller has served for a few years now, and we have a great board of 11 people, God-fearing people that love Jesus, and so we appreciate them. And because of Marianne not feeling really well, I said to Jim and Nancy, hey, are you available today on short notice? And they said, sure. And Nancy's a great reader. You might hear her voice every so often reading, announcing some scriptures over the air or some other different things that we've had her say over the air over the years. So Nancy, thank you. Thank you, Jim, for joining us today for the Prime Life Times in Review. And we have a bunch of listener letters. I think I have 8 or 9 in front of each of us. So let's first read this story. This is by Roger Weisgarver, who sings with the Singing Men of GNN. It's titled The Music Man. Musically speaking, that's his series. And he made the front page. And if I have time, I might close out with a special song that'll tie in with Meredith Wilson, who was known as the Music Man.
Okay, here we begin with this article called Meredith Wilson, The Music Man. Robert Weininger Meredith Wilson, 1902 to 1984, who was born in Mason City, Iowa, enjoyed an immensely successful career in music and entertainment. He was a musician, composer, conductor, arranger, author, and radio personality. His parents were John.
Now, Jim, you're just a radio personality, so
you have a little work to do. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they didn't put car repairman and
no
engineer.
The many caps that you wear.
That's good. Okay, his parents were John and Rosalie Wilson. His father managed a local bakery in town. His mother was a musician and Sunday school teacher. At 4, Robert began learning piano with his mother. At 10, he started playing the flute with a municipal band. As a child, Wilson showed great musical promise. In 1919, right after high school, he went to New York City to study at the Domrosch Institute, now the Juilliard School of Music. Soon he was professionally playing first chair flute and piccolo with John Philip Sousa's band and later with the New York Philharmonic.
Your mother would have really loved this article, too.
I'm sure, yes. Well, in 1940, Wilson began composing movie soundtracks. His 1941 song, You and I, recorded by Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra, was the number one hit for 9 months.
Wow.
That year, he also wrote Two in Love, recorded by Glenn Miller. At 40, Wilson joined the Army in 1942 and worked with Armed Forces Radio. After the war, he worked in radio and television. Besides composing, writing, and appearing on television, he and his wife made concert appearances around the country. In 1950, he became musical director for radio's The Big Show. Each program ended with Wilson's composition, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You.
Now, I may close out our program with a version of that from two locals that were in their 70s or maybe early 80s when they recorded it. It's a classic, but it's titled, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You.
His mother had served as inspiration for the song. Those had been her parting words to her Sunday school class each week when he was a boy. The song would be Wilson's biggest hit.
Hmm.
In 1949, Meredith Wilson began writing The Music Man, based on memories of his hometown. In 1957, the musical opened in Philadelphia and New York. It ran for an amazing 1,375 shows.
Hmm.
The production won the first Grammy Award for Best Original Cast Album, as well as 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical and Best Actor. In 1958, with The Music Man still going strong on Broadway, Meredith agreed to compose the score for The Unsinkable Molly Brown. That musical opened on Broadway in November of 1960 and ran for 532 performances.
Hmm.
Warner Brothers bought the rights to The Music Man, starting movie production in 1961. The movie premiered on June 19, 1962, at the Palace Theater in Mason City, Iowa. Wilson and the movie cast traveled to his hometown for the event, which coincided with the North Iowa Band Festival. Here is a first-hand account of that festival, as told by a local girl, Karen Simon Umberger, later a music director in Florida. She said, quote, on the first Saturday of June 1962, I was 8 years old, I sat on the curb of Federal Avenue with my brothers and sisters and everyone else in town. Long before we could see them, the deep vibrations of the bass drums reverberated in our chests as the bands marched from blocks away up the street toward us. This was no ordinary band festival. It was a celebration of the world premiere of the movie The Music Man, which Meredith Wilson, a Mason City-born musician and composer, had written as an Iowan's attempt to pay tribute to his home state. Wilson's success prompted a huge response in Mason City, or River City, as he had renamed it for his musical. Although Wilson's character, Harold Hill, wasn't actually a music teacher, he knew how to reach all the people, and that was through their children, where the innate love of music lies in wait for a path to expression.
End of quote.
Yes, thank you. Karen also recalled that, and now we're back in the quote, Frank Simon, my paternal grandfather, secured a piccolo position for Meredith Wilson in Sousa's band without an audition. It happened strictly by his recommendation to Sousa. In 1962, The Music Man won the Academy Award for Best Musical Score and was also nominated for Best Picture. On Broadway, The Music Man was among the top five longest-running musicals in history. The story has been revived both on Broadway and in movies, 1962 and 2003. Even the Beatles recorded their cover, Till There Was You.
Hmm.
From 1964 until his death in 1984, Meredith Wilson wrote and played the music he so loved. But he is also remembered for his great humanitarian contributions. He served six terms as president of the Greater Los Angeles chapter of Big Brothers. President Kennedy presented him with the National Big Brother Award. President Lyndon Johnson appointed him to the National Council of the Humanities. In 1982, the National Academy of Popular Music elected him to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He would receive five honorary doctorates. He posthumously received the Iowa Award for Lifetime Achievement from Iowa Governor Terry Branston and the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Ronald Reagan. Wilson is honored annually at the North Iowa Band Festival at the Music Man Square. His boyhood home and life-sized bronze statue in Mason City stand in tribute to his life and legacy. He will be forever remembered throughout the world for his famous melodies, but in Mason City, Iowa, he lives on as the Music Man of River City.
Monticello, Illinois resident Roger Weisgarver combines his interest in music and history as he writes about musicians of our past. Contact Roger at roger_weisgarver@msn.com. Appreciate you, Roger, and thank you for another story in your series, Musically Speaking. And if you missed a portion of this broadcast, you can log on to greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or WLUJ.org, and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to the program anytime, or pick up your edition of the Prime Life Times at almost 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. And you can also access this publication online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And, yeah, Lord willing, our team will be back and healthy soon. Keep praying up. Rob Seidenberg, after his heart surgery, he's doing well, but, you know, it's going to be a long process, but we want him back. And then Marianne, hopefully in the next few days, she'll be back to 100% back with us, but we appreciate all their efforts. And thank you again, Roger, for helping put together this Prime Life Times publication. Well, it's Wednesday, and we like to share listener letters with you all, and we have a bunch laid out. So, Jim, why don't we start with you? You're to my right, so you get to go first.
Okay, well, here's a nice little letter from Kathy in Taylorville. She says, WLUJ, thank you for being there. I start my day with you and end it. I love you and thankful you are there. Love the music and teaching, and that I can help you help others.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for your support.
All right. I've got one here from Gary of Integrity Automotive in Springfield. And he says, thank you for all you do for the kingdom of God. WLUJ has been a constant daily source of the Lord speaking to me, a lifeline to the Holy Spirit living in me. May our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to use you and bless you as you seek to serve the kingdom. Sincerely, Gary. And he had a few prayer requests, too, that we will bring before the Lord.
Thank you, Gary. And he supports this radio ministry. So together we do better, and we appreciate your kind and encouraging words. This comes from Carolyn from Lincoln, and she has kind of a fun note. It's on our response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and WLUJ, and she said, would like to be able to hear your programming in northern areas, Freeport, Illinois. How about Monroe, Wisconsin? And then she writes, all they get for Christian stations are a couple contemporary music style. And then she lists the different stations. The music is great, but I miss Charles Stanley and Through the Bible when I visit family up there. So when I wrote a note back to Carolyn, I said, well, with our streaming audio, if you can access a computer or iTunes or Alexa or other things, you can get our programming. So hopefully next time she's up in Wisconsin or outside our listening area, she can access a computer and tune in.
Well, here's a response card that came in from Nellie and Elliot.
Hey, Nellie.
And she just said, God bless.
Well, we appreciate that. Okay, and I've got one from Larry and Cheryl from Winchester. And they, oh, this is cute. They mention Tim and Mark and Donna and Joyce and all who help. And they write, thank you all for your faithful ministry. Appreciate your hearts for our Lord and the blessing you are to all who listen. You are an essential part of our daily lives. May God continue to guide and bless you as you seek to serve Him. Larry and Cheryl.
Thanks, guys. They've been writing us for many years. Here's a little note. What would you call this? It's not quite a post-it note. It looks like it's a square little, I don't know what it is, a little sheet of paper. It says, I would love to have a subscription to the Prime Life Times sent to the following address. And so she enclosed $30, and so that's for 12 editions. So it's for a full year whenever you start it. And then she wants it sent to this friend in Bloomington, Minnesota, so out of state. And then on the back side she writes, I love this publication. I like to send it as a birthday gift to my two aunts. Whenever I chat with them, they tell me how much they love it! Thank you! And it's signed Carol. So thank you, Carol, and we mailed that off.
Here's one from Shirley and Jerry in Monticello. And they say, thanks for all you do. Happy spring.
And Shirley and Jerry, they've been monthly supporters for, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, many years. Appreciate those two.
And this is Dwayne in Jacksonville who writes, this radio station sends out waves of refreshment for the soul. Pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Yes.
God bless them and keep them. God bless all in their times of fear and hopelessness. And may God bless all of the efforts of the staff of WLUJ. Please know all my prayers for you in Jesus.
Amen. We receive those prayers. We count on them, and we thank the listener that not only financially supports the station or volunteers or participates by listening, but that they pray for us, and we just appreciate that so much. This comes from Joyce from Urbana. She has the big look at this. Happy spring! Congratulations on your new location. And that location she's talking about, we're hosting this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m., a grand opening open house. So come see the ministry at work, and we'll have the studio set up so maybe we can record some of you. The Singing Men of GNN at 3:30 will be singing, putting on a mini concert, Lord willing. And we'll have some food and fun, some giveaways, some ministry resources to hand out. So if you're in and around the Champaign-Urbana area, head over to Marketplace Mall. We're right between LensCrafters and Old Navy. And from 1 to 4 p.m., there'll be great festivities going on here. You're all invited.
Here's one from Virginia in Lincoln, Illinois.
Hey, Virginia.
She says, prayers to God to give us the courage and faith to get through these hard days. Thank you for Charles Stanley. And she even included a smiley face.
Yes, amen.
And I have one from Marty in Mahomet. And she says, I thank God every day for Great News Radio. It gives listeners so much and helps us through the days and nights. Prayers, Marty.
And Marty's been a longtime supporter and friend of this ministry. Thank you, Marty. This comes from Carol from Milford. She writes each and every month. I've known her for some years. She's been on some various trips that we've gone on and outings. She's just a sweetie. And look at this one. It's on a response card. But she has a big thank you. And look at that big smiley
nice
face
one.
In red.
And a flower.
And underneath, its kind of neck is like a heart. And then she has a little flower sticker.
That's
thank
really
you,
special.
Carol. Yeah, she's a great one.
Okay. This one's from Marilyn in Tolono. And she says, hi, friends. Congrats on your new digs. Don't know when I'll see it. Have fun on March 26th. That's the open house, right?
Yeah, we hope you'll come out, Marilyn. Marilyn, another one that supported us, I think, since we went on the air, at least when Great News Radio went on the air, nearing 27 years ago. So Marilyn's been a long-time supporter, writes us just about every month with some kind of comment.
She said, I really appreciate Max McLean's scripture reading, also scripture moment. I seem to remember that was part of earlier WMBI programming. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Marilyn.
And here's one from Gloria in Springfield. She says, I'd be lost without WLUJ. I listen from 6 a.m. to 4 every weekday. Love all the programs. Donna Leland, new music at 8:30 to 9, then 10 to 10:30 is uplifting. May God keep blessing the WLUJ personnel.
Oh, yes, I agree. And yes, we've been using a variety of music mixed to God's glory and bringing back some oldies, not only some Christian oldies, but some classic hymns and choirs and other instrumentation that we feel like our senior saints would really love. We're going to close out a song that I think will be a blessing to you. It's titled, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You. And as mentioned, this is from a local couple. I got this many, many years ago and just love their arrangement of The Lord Bless You and Keep You. May He do that to you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Jim and Nancy Miller with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet, till we meet.